Now that other bean there now, you also got a cornfield bean.
What's
that,
that
the farmers used to plant when they plowed the corn the last time, they plant those cornfield beans in there. Now it's a green long bean with blue stripes on it.
Sounds pretty.
And it's one of the best beans you ever eat.
And it's called a cornfield bean.
Cornfield beans.
And what does it look like, the bean itself?
Well, it's just like any other bean.
Oh, do you eat the pod?
Yeah. You just break it like you do any other string bean.
Oh, I see.
But the flavor of it's wonderful.
Cornfield bean. All right, you would take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
And make what?
A mess of...
Greens.
Yeah. Now, what other kind of greens would you use besides turnips?
Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also, I've seen them eat these... reddish tops too, they're good green.
Oh yeah?
Yes sir. And then there's kale, and then there's rape, there's a green, and then...
Called rape?
Rape.
Hmm.
It looks sort of like a collard, collard's a green. And rape has a leaf sort of like a collard, only it's not as large. Has a different flavor too.
Hmm.
Now that kale and rape will grow all winter long.
Oh, they do too.
Mm-hmm.
Did you grow those over the winter?
Oh, yeah, I've grown them in the winter time. I dug them out in the snow and cook them.
All right, if someone had seven boys and seven girls, you'd say he had a whole...
bunch of children.
All right. Would you ever say passel?
No, I never did use that word.
But you've heard it?
I've heard it, yeah.
And does it mean a lot of
means
something?
Means a lot, yeah.
Usually children, or can it be used in other places
too? You can use that word in most anywhere on anything.
Okay. What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
The shuck.
All right. What kind of corn do you eat on the cob?
Any kind of corn. It's green corn.
Okay.
But roast ear corn, which...
Yeah. Some are more tender than others, aren't they?
Well, not if you're going to boil corn. Now, you'll get it all at the same stage.
Oh, you have to get it before it gets too old?
That's right. Now, that's the secret of it.
Oh, I see.
Now, there's a lot of different kinds of corn.
Well, tell me about those.
Well, now, you take what you buy in the store now, and in the winter, you buy this little yellow, what they call this little yellow... roasting your corn.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's for boiling and to eat on the cob. But now up in the summer, there's, I don't know what the different kinds of corn. Well, any of it is good to eat when it reaches that certain stage, see.
And about when is that stage?
Well, it's, that's kind of hard to say. Now it all depends on about your weather on that.
Oh,
what
I guess
kind
so.
Of, how your weather's been on it.
I suppose so, yeah. Okay. What do you call the thing at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
Okay. And the stringy stuff that you have to pull out?
Silk.
What do you call the large round fruit that you carve a face in at Thanksgiving or Halloween?
Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable?
Squash.
Any name for it when you let it dry?
When you let it dry?
Dry.
Never let it dry, and I don't know.
What's the difference between a squash and a gourd?
Well, it belongs to the same family, but there's a lot of difference.
Can you eat a gourd?
No.
Ah, okay, that's the first difference. Okay. What kind of melons do you raise, or did you raise?
Watermelons. And you raise cantaloupes, and honeydew melons, and all different kinds. We raised all different kinds of watermelons.
All right, what are some different kinds?
Well, I think the one that's on the market today is, of course, they're kind of hard to get here because very few people raise it. Was a new one that they've got out, what they call the Texas Giant. And then there's Collectly Sweet, what they call a Georgia Rattlesnake.